Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, bless you. God bless you again. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are happy to have you and you, wherever you might be, amen, to let you know that God loves you, and we do too, and we're desiring to, as always, as we come to Doctrine of Truth, to desire to instill milk of the word that we can grow thereby, and that we could all come together. Amen, and a wonderful study and relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Let them know that Jesus loved them, and we do too. Now, Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for your presence. And God, we thank you for your touch and your inspiration. Lord, we thank you for the things that you do and you're going to do. And Lord, we thank you for our friends and relatives and, oh God, those that will be calling in and those that desire your touch. And Lord, we ask you to look upon this study now and this relationship and our coming together. Because Jesus, you said when two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Hello, we welcome all of you to Doctrine of Truth. Our desire is to bring grassroots level. All the listeners who call in and share their experience, that we all can grow thereby. Amen. And the subject that we are coming together with at this time is what are spiritual weights? What are spiritual weights? And what are the things that we kind of overlook? So we thank God for God's word. Amen. We must believe the word of God. If we don't believe the word of God, amen, how can we go any further? How can we do anything? And how can we move if you don't believe? Nobody don't believe you. Amen. Somebody always tell you, yeah, I would do this, but I just don't believe that person. I don't think they're really telling the truth. One thing about God, he will not lie and he will not change. Amen. So what he did for us, he gave us a covenant, amen, all from the beginning of time, amen. He put it in his blood. So he will not change, amen. He will not lie, and he will not change, amen. He is the one that was looking for us. Men are not looking for God, amen. God was looking for us. And we thank God that he found us, amen, and he provided a sure connection between us and him, amen. What we're discussing now is we're coming together, amen, what are spiritual weights? What are spiritual weights? What are the things that Paul was discussing, amen, in the book of Romans? Excuse me. In the book of Romans, Paul said in the 12th chapter, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So that's where we are. We're working on what is acceptable in God's eyesight and what is not acceptable. So first we have to prove out what are weights, what are spiritual weights. Sometimes we feel that we don't have any spiritual control. Other words, that there are no spirits since we're in Christ. The enemy is not controlling us. But what about some things that you won't let go? What about some things that you have learned, you have practiced, and you won't let go? And we like to set a little grassroots, a little background. Amen. You have to understand, between the time of Noah and the time of Abraham, amen, man was always worshiping false idols. Man was always worshiping idols. He was always worshiping, amen, because the enemy came to Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen. His whole desire was that they fall down and worship him, like he was telling Jesus in Matthew 4 and 4. Amen. The enemy wants mankind to worship him. The devil desires that we worship him, fall down and worship him. So his whole desire is for us to worship him, to worship him, God's people, God's creation, to worship him. So from the Garden of Eden to the time of Noah, amen, it was nothing but idolatry, a whole core of idolatry. Amen. Man was going wild, and God repented that he made man, because it was every imagination of their heart and mind. Amen. They'll do it. And it was all against God, and it was on purpose. It was on purpose. The enemy did it on purpose. So up to the time, amen, when God, when he sent the flood, he also put a rainbow in the sky. Say, okay, this rainbow to let you know, I'm not going to destroy the world anymore with water. That's a covenant sign. He's not going to destroy the world anymore with water. Amen. Then when it come up to the problem again, he went to Abram. Amen. He went to Abram and talked to Abram and told him to get out of the country, get out of this land, and go to a land, amen, that he set out for him to go. Why? Because that whole land, even Abram, even up to his father, they was idol worshippers. They was idol worshippers. Abraham's father, he made idols. He made a little, all kind of design. Amen. So God told Abraham, get out of that place. Amen. And he was an idol worshiper. God found favor. God looked on him and saw he can use him, and he brought him out of it. So we ourselves have to realize all of us was born in sin, and we worship something. We are worshiping and had worship, amen, something. So this is the focus. What did you let go, and did you know you let it go? Or do you feel that you can't let it go? Amen. Do you feel you can't let it go? Or what was the problem? Do you see a situation? Amen. That all the time. Look in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. feel a situation all the time that you wonder why so many brothers and sisters are not going as far and maturing in Christ as they should be. And because of prayer, amen, prayer. And notice here that Jeremiah is talking about a situation concerning idols, and he's saying that idols, chapter 10 and 5, for they are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must need to be born, but because they cannot go, do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is in them to do good. But they are one thing that we carry with us, all kind of traditions, all kind of background history with families and friends. Amen. And so what we want to try to identify, amen, what could be some areas in our life that we can help our brother and sister. This is what Blog Talk Doctrine of Truth is all about. When we come together in love, try to help one another and share with one another. Because all of us came out of something, and maybe we are carrying some things that we feel that we never thought it was a weight. We never thought it was, according to the scripture. Amen. All right, we're here as well. As always, call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And when you dial your number, amen, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you do, just press 1 on your phone and our technician will put you in. Amen. And we'll have you to express yourself, vision or dreams, what you like to say about the subject. Amen. We will not call your name, but we just give you the area code and last 4 digits. But if you want to give your first name, it's up to you. Amen. But we're always thankful to have you and you here with us. All right? We're talking about what are spiritual weights. What are spiritual weights? Amen. And what is it? And what causes it? And do we look at it as a weight? Maybe you decided that, according to what you have learned, that it's not a weight. But you was told to don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you eat, where you go, what you talk. Maybe you need someone to help pray with you, talk with you. Someone have given a testimony of the things that they used to be in. They're not in it anymore. We'd be glad to help you. We're glad to have you. All right, we're talking about, you can just press 1 on your phone. And those that are joining us are new to the program. Amen. We always desire to hear testimony, vision, or dreams. And you push 1 on your phone and the technician will put you in. But at the same time, amen, there will be no grading. We don't have no grade system. Amen. I can send you a trophy or anything, but we all learn from each other. Amen. Proverbs said, iron sharpens iron. And that's what we're here for. Amen. Now, if we look into, while we're waiting, we'll look into the book of Ephesians here. Amen. And to the 5th chapter of Ephesians, Paul is writing, amen, in the book of Ephesians, and it's always good as helpful, amen, but we must believe God's word. Let's take a moment now, let's take a moment and look at Peter, amen. Peter, Apostle Peter, in the Bible, if we don't believe God's word, where is our faith going to lie? Where is our faith going to lie concerning, amen, this situation or whatever waste might be? Peter, what he said, amen, when Jesus told him that And he saw Jesus walking on the water. And Peter asked the Lord, said, "Lord, if this is you, bid me to come." And Jesus told Peter, "Come on." Now, this is where faith lies now. God doesn't lie, neither does his son lie. And the things that Peter had known about Christ, things that Peter had known about Christ, amen, when Jesus told him to come out of that ship, Peter never walked on water. People never seen a man walk on water. And if he did walk on the water, during the time there was a custom with all the sailors and those that say, "Well, if a man, you see a man walking on water, amen, that's the sign that we're going to die, amen," and whatever. Now, Peter took God at his word, amen. Peter took God at his word, and he knows, amen. He said, "Now, what if this is down his water, amen?" But God said so, so it's got to be dry land. Whatever it is, it's got to be dry land. It's got to be whatever it is to hold me up. So Peter took God at his word. Many of us, one of the foundational steps, you have to believe God. You have to believe his scriptures. You have to believe the scripture. You have to take him at his word. And that's new. It is always going to be challenged. And that's what the enemy does. He does in the garden. He did in the Garden of Eden. And every leader goes through these different types of things. When they give out counseling, they give out the word, the devil come right back around, amen, and begin to challenge his lessons, challenge his word. So that's why here at Doctrine of Truth, we always try to stay as close to the letter as possible, amen, with the Holy Spirit leading us into revelations, amen, on that word. So when Peter stepped out, he stepped out on God's word, amen, his son, his word. So that's how the faith come. Faith come by hearing. Heard God said, "Come on out." And he walked on it. It was something new. He never did it before, but he trusted God. Amen. Because God gave his life. Jesus gave his life after that in the blood. Jesus' life. Amen. His life, the cross of Jesus' life. Amen. Sign and seal. Amen. That he is with us always. Amen. So we are in the area we are living in the area. The Bible says the days of Noah and Lot, Noah and Lot, and the time of Noah and Lot as well as now. Amen. You will have idol worship, idols all over. Amen. You have worshipers, but they worship the devil. They worship themselves. Amen. The same days of Noah. It was so much rampant of all kind of worship, all kind of places to go. Amen. And they knew about it. They knew about the blood. They knew about blood covenant. So God reached man. Amen. Gave man. And made him. He know, he understand. When you cut yourself or you do a covenant, amen, and people have covenants today. Amen, that they give their life, they give their reins, they give some type of token, and they stand for that, and it's hard to get them out of that. And Jesus said one time, amen, what the thing that notify or come against the gospel is the traditions of men. And those traditions are tied up in all kind of pagan religions and pagan vows, amen. So when Jesus came on the scene, and God provided covenants all the way through the Bible. Amen. The book of Eden, book of Abraham and Adam, all the way down, Moses and David. The covenants, even down now, we have the new covenant through Jesus Christ. Amen. His blood through the cross represents, amen, the freedom of God's people. Amen. Those that accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, amen. He's not gonna change. He's not gonna turn against anyone. It's in the blood. We have a blood covenant. So when we come to book of Romans, the 6th chapter, and we find that, amen, it says, therefore we are that which are buried with him in baptism unto death. Likewise, Christ raised up from the dead the glory of the Father. Even so, we shall also walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. That's the covenant. When we go down in that water, amen, and we are covered in the blood, which the water symbolizes the blood and the remission and removal, and Jesus Christ, and we come up, we in the newness, we are in his death, in his blood covenant. Amen. And we have a new life in Christ. Praise the Lord. We have a new life in Christ. A new life in Christ. Amen. So, Romans 12, 6 and 12 say, therefore, let sin therefore no reign in your mortal body, let you know and obey the lust thereof. Neither yield your members to an instrument of unrighteousness and sin, but yield yourself unto God. So we have a new life, a new covenant, a new direction, a new connection. Amen. But we still live here. But we still live here now. We're still in this body, and we're striving. Amen. And we still have the connections. Amen. But one thing we got about it, when you look at that cross, you say, well, it's too late for me to go back. Because I'm in a blood relationship. And God said he's not going to leave. He done gave his all. He gave his son. Amen. So nothing left for me to give my life. And we just keep on moving. We just keep on striving. Amen. And so there are some things that you walk around with. And amen. To get out of your spirit. To get out of your life. And maybe you need to talk about it. Amen. So you can dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816, and push 1 on your phone. And maybe there might be another direction, insight. As always, amen, here at Blog Talk, Doctrine of Truth, we have some great listeners and amen, and active people that's in the Word. And have a good point of view, the Holy Spirit can start working in our lives. And as you press 1 on your phone, our technician will bring you in. Amen. And they will give you your area code, then your last 4 digits. Amen. What are spiritual weights as you see it? What are spiritual weights as you see it? As we go through this land, we go through life, what are some of the things that we'll find that we had to overcome? You can only speak for yourself, or maybe you had helped someone to overcome some things, but you don't have to give their name. Amen. What are some of the things that you feel that very, very have what we call a watch? We have to watch. The Bible says watch as well as pray. We have to watch as well as pray. Amen. All right. As we have some thinkers out there getting ready to come forward. Amen. As we're going down to now to the half part of the program, we're going to turn. Amen. Some of the things that we recognize. So it might be some things that help us. That because you always have to replace. When God took the idol weights out of our life and took things out of our life, he replaced it. He didn't leave us void. He didn't leave us empty-handed. Amen. He didn't leave us, amen, absent. He didn't leave us out there. Amen. Where we had to find out things for ourselves. He sent his word. And through Jesus Christ and the scriptures written, amen, if he sent his scriptures, amen, men had to follow his scriptures. They believe him, Amen. How much do you believe of him? How much of the Bible or the Word of God do you believe? Amen. That is a growing area. That's a growing area in Christ. All right. Okay, now we're looking on some more scriptures here. Amen. As we wait for our callers, just press 1 on your phone and we'll be glad to have you come in. All right, talking about weights and things that help us to grow, looking into the book of 1 John. Book of 1 John. Paul was writing concerning in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. And Paul was beginning to speak. He was talking to the Romans at that time. He was talking about the behavior, amen, of the Christian and of those that are following Christ, Christ Jesus. They're following him, he said now. In the third verse, I say, therefore, Romans 12 and 3. I say, therefore, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. God has given every man, he has given every man, and that can be, that's a whole new discussion, but we are touching on it here a little bit because of the fact they are all levels of Christianity for those that come into Christ. Amen. Mark, for example, a young minister, and he was sent out with the Apostle Paul, and he abandoned Paul. He abandoned Paul. Amen. And Paul desired not to work with him anymore. He abandoned him. So there are some things that even when Saul, Paul, his name was changed, when he came into the ministry, he was in another religion. Amen. He was a Pharisee. He was a Pharisee. And the things that he believed, and once he had a direct contact with Jesus, amen, we had direct contact with Christ, things that he believed, he said, I have to count this loss now. I can't carry this anymore. Amen. So when he had an encounter with Christ, amen, he was one of the ones that realized that he was learning things on the teaching and the doctrine he had received. Amen. He would not fit with Jesus' teaching. He found out he could not follow that anymore. There were some errors in those areas. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. 855. Amen. 236-2252. And we're now in the half of the program now. Press 1 on your phone and you have some comments, make some comments concerning spiritual weights, amen. What are the things you feel or you saw would be a good help? Now, Paul has said that he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's power unto God, it's power unto God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now, it's always a challenge. Always you're finding that the enemy, amen, he's the one that always challenging God's word. He's always questioning what God has done. And emphasis is on the word of God because, in the scriptures, because a man does not believe the scriptures, if man have not accepted the scriptures in their life, then it would create a problem. It would create a problem on their trust in God. It would create a problem because they have to believe the gospel. If they believe that Jesus died for them and that through his death, and his burial and resurrection, their relationship, they have a covenant that is unbreakable in life and in death and in life again. And it's unbreakable. Once a person takes on Jesus Christ and accept him and go through the water baptism, amen, and the cross is a symbol all the time, amen, of what they have believed and what God stands for in their life, and they can live and walk on that covenant. And that's their faith. That's their faith. Amen. That's what faith based on. All the patriarchs, all of them, amen, back in the olden days, Abraham, Moses, and Isaac, amen, all of them, David, it was big in idolatry. All those areas was dominating. That's why when the children of Israel, many times when they went in, they had to destroy nations and kill up everything because they were idol worshipers. It was weighted. It was a weight. Amen. And God's people had to get that out of their life. Regardless of what come up in your life and you depend on that thing again, then you have to be very careful. Amen. Because it drains you of your faith. It drains you of your faith. It drains you. It gives you an area, say, oh, God can. God cannot do this. God cannot, because there's an area in your life that you still find joy in, but it's not according to the scripture. It's not according to the scripture whereby you can live by it through Jesus Christ. All right? All right, you just press 1 on your phone and we'll begin to go now in the areas. So those that do have, you know, friends and relatives, amen, that do have spiritual weights, you might not consider weight, they might not consider weight, amen. It might be something that you observe all the time, you need all the time, and how did you come out of it? How did you come out of it? Amen. What did God show you? Amen. And where did it come from? Can you pinpoint it? Can you pinpoint that situation? Amen. And we might not never think about it. I guess the weekends come around, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday on the weekends, and you, like Jeremiah said, you're afraid of not being involved in these things. Amen. You're afraid of that. And Paul told Timothy, amen, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear might be a weight. It might be a weight that you are concerned about, and you're not able to come out of it. Fear, when it gets into a certain area of your life, and you know about it. Amen. The second thing of fear, amen, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Maybe because you fear, you wrestle with your mind, but you have to look at these areas. Remember back early part of the ministry running revival, the Lord showed me a vision of a young man. He was trying to get the deliverance and the revival was running. He always come up for prayer and he was just getting frustrated, and the Lord showed me he had over his room in his house, he had all the wheel of all the months and all the idols and the different type of animals and what they stand for, each month stand for. Amen. Leo, Capricorn, all over his head. That's what he lay down every night, over his head. And I told him about that, and he said, I didn't think that was, because I don't do that no more. Well, he had it in the house, in your conscious, your subconscious. Amen. Be surprised. It's your subconscious. Amen. Because of Paul said, let us what? Renew our mind. And that's sometimes you have to take certain things, take these things out from among you. Amen. Little signs, little statues. Amen. Certain little songs, or shirts, or dress, or shoes. that what it does, it reflects back. If it don't come back to your mind, that's okay. But when you start, your mind start remembering, oh, I remember this. And you talk about it, you see this, and you see it all the time. Amen. So when it comes down to prayer and having God, love the God, love God with all your mind and all your heart, amen, that might be stopping you. The chance that can be a great part of your life that you're not really, but through praying, amen, and some from time to time, the Holy Spirit will let you know, amen. If you have to lay aside and isolate yourself, the Holy Spirit will let you know this is something that's blocking in your life, your strength with me. He will let you know that. All right. Notice Philippians 4. Amen. As we wait in here, we're down close to prayer time. Philippians 4. Amen. May it might be some areas in your life that you feel that you always be very excited when you about your plans and about your accomplishment. Amen. But when things go the opposite way, and you're not recognized, you're not given trophies or like you think you should. This is what Paul was saying in the Philippians 4, in the 4th chapter. Amen. He said, let your 4th chapter in the 6th verse, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Be found, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, think on these things. Amen. So we have to always keep our mind. That's how you come out of these situation where you feel it always sap your faith, dries up your faith when it comes to areas of you're seeking God or you need prayer or your finances, your home, your life, your health, and you're reaching out and look like when you get into that area of information, you don't have that much information. But one thing about what God does, He takes those things that you're going through or you feel that you're dealing with, amen, help you to grow in Him. He helps you to grow. Amen. He used those areas of warfare that you're going through or you're dealing with and helped you become a better person. Because of, without that, amen, you wouldn't know be how you can measure yourself. Amen. In other words, you can look back at all of blessings, all the trials and tribulation, He make you a better person. So thank God. James said, count it all joy. Amen. When you're tempted and going through things, God is not doing it, but He can take that and make you a stronger leader, better man, better woman in Christ. Amen. Because without those challenges and without you leaning and depending on Him, amen. You didn't never know you can come out of those things. Amen. You can come out of those mountains of disappointment. You can come out of those mountains of stress that you feel that is holding you down. And you wonder why. You know, worry can be, amen, a spiritual weight. Worry can be one. Doubt can be one. Trust can be one. Amen. Always have to have the control can be another one. Amen. Have the face of God, which means you have to lean and depend on Jesus. Jesus put the church in men's hands. We have to depend on man. We like it or not, God worked through people. Amen. God worked through people. We have to learn how to lean and depend on God and let God deal with people. Amen. Let God deal with people. And especially when it comes down to the church is God's work. He loves everybody. He loves everybody. Imagination is another way. Imaginations, the enemy used that Amen. We have to pull down all those imaginations. Don't let things come to your mind and you just run rampant. Amen. If it's not preaching the scriptures, if it's not giving you a song, a spiritual song, then you know that situation, and it comes to you all the time. Amen. That's not of God. Imagination, Paul said, let us pull that down and think on what good things. Think on Christ. Amen. Because Christ will help. Christ will give you a peace. Christ will give you a peace. Christ will give you, amen, not only that, but he'll give you the desires of your heart. So it's important, very important. Jeremiah said that sin withhold a lot of good things from us. Amen. So those type of situations, you put yourself in prison. Amen. A spiritual bondage, spiritual prison. And then take the Holy Spirit through Christ. Amen. Showing you how to unlock that situation. Amen. I know it's a little bit heavy tonight or today, whenever we begin to view this message. Amen. But we are in the last days, and we're in the time of Abraham, Noah, and Lot. Amen. These are the days, amen, people forgot about God altogether. And they feel he's not alive because the old covenant way, I can use that for a term, because we need to meditate. You are in a covenant. You are in a covenant relationship with God. Amen. And the water baptism and the cross is your sign and your deliverance, and the ceremonies that you've gone through is unbreakable compared to what the world has to offer. Amen. The world has things, but they always fall in. Amen. They have always situation where they turn back on you. But God have taken this thing to the grave, his relationship to the grave. He have conquered the grave, and he rose up. He rose up, and he have the keys to death and hell. And this is why, amen, if God can be for you, who can be against you? And you can walk from free and restriction to knowing that, amen, nobody can stop you, discourage you, because he has a way to make you successful. But many times we have to understand, are we ready for that success? God will not tear us down. He always builds us up. He take what we have. And that's why the book of Revelation, the last chapter, says, whosoever will, let him come. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've been going through, what your life is about. Say, whosoever will, has the angel hollering, whosoever will, let him come. Oh, Lord, you don't know what I've been struggling with. Whosoever, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of him. He's meek and lowly. Amen. And he will take away all of your sin. He will take away, he will replace it, will give you something new. You have to believe it's new. It's nothing old. Amen. Have you bought something and found out somebody used it before? And they got all these watch things on products and all this, making sure this is not a knockoff message. A knockoff furniture or clothes, or you got the real thing, but not with Jesus. God has given you the real thing. Amen. And the only way you can find out, do like Peter, test the water. Test the water. So, oh, Lord, God said it. Amen. If this is right, I'm going to walk on out there. I'm going to go on out there. In your life, prayer is one of the major keys. Praying, reading the Bible, fellowshipping with others. We need to rub shoulders with other people. Amen. That's where you learn where you are and see the love of God in you. Amen. All right, we're going down now about the last 10 or 15 minutes. So I can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Have any comments, visions, or dreams? Before we get ready to go into the prayer for our family members, we are intercessors. We can pray for others, and God wants us to. Amen. Dial 1 on your phone, or you're already on. Let's press 1 and our technician will put you in, and you can make your comments, your visions and dreams concerning, amen, what God has revealed to you in this study, All right? All right, God bless you, and we are continuing on into the scriptures, amen, because of the fact that once you understand, and once you become free, that God has freed you. God has freed you from these different idols. And notice in 1 John, the 5th chapter, the last, and this Apostle Paul, Apostle John was writing in the last 1 John, the Apostle John was writing. Amen. And you should see how part of the 5th chapter and the 21st verse of 1 John, he said, little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. So you might, you think is that, oh, well, I'm not doing anything. I used to say the same thing. Oh, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, but I was carrying. Amen. I was carrying records and tapes. Amen. I received in the service men all over town. I mean, all over the world, Alaska, and all over the world, we came together, amen, in the war, and we shared. And I used to carry them around and keep them. It was my jewelry. And one day through prayer, and meditation, that's prayer, and reflecting with God, and amen, maybe one day I think I would fast a little bit, and the Holy Spirit said, get rid of those albums. And I said, Lord, I'm not playing any of those albums. I haven't played none of those albums. He said, get rid of them. And I didn't realize that it was such a weight in my spirit. It was such a treasure to my spirit until I put them outside. And I put them in the trash and put them out there. And when the maintenance people and the garbage people came by and picked them up, I felt such a release in my spirit. I never thought of that. I said, well, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Amen. But I was caring and watching over them. And from time to time, I said, oh, I got this from that person. I got from this person. But it was all memories. My memories were built up, amen, of things of the world. And I was minding, like Romans 8 say, mind the things of the flesh. I was minding, watching over that. And God wanted to give me some new music, some new Christian music. Amen. So I see it now. But I didn't realize, I thought music was music. But there's some new Christian music. He wanted to give me some new friends from the same countries and different places. But they were Christian men. Amen. So God wants to give us something new. He wants to reach back and remember old things. We don't need to pause. The old things are passing away. So let them pass. Amen. Let the old things pass. Amen. All right. We got about another 5 minutes. Then we're going to go into prayer. If anyone has anything to say concerning, amen, that things that you don't have to deal with nothing personal. Amen. But you feel in these time and days that we have to have a watchword. Amen. Where we can share in these times. For all the saints to be careful about. Amen. We can place one on the phone and our technician will put you in. Amen. We are in the last days. Like I said, we're in the last days. And because we come together and study. Amen. The days of Noah. Look at the environment. The Bible, Jesus said, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. And during that time, there was a lot of areas. Amen, of idolatry worship, worshiping everything, amen, everything but God, And God will make a visit, amen. He visited those areas, and he will also make a visit again. And those that under the blood of Jesus, amen, under the covenant, the Holy Spirit had marked us, amen, through the water baptism and through the Spirit, amen. The Spirit knows who that are marked. amen, in our forehead. We've been marked, amen. We've been baptized into that family, amen, through that covenant relationship. And it reminded us all the time during the communion services, and some call it the Lord's Supper, amen. When we take the cup, it reminded us, and the body reminded us that we do are being we're blood washed, and we eat His blood. He said, "Do drink of my blood and eat of my flesh." Amen. That is a covenant relationship we have in Him, and that reminded us and should strengthen us all the time. Amen. Regardless of what come and go, but you still have some things that you have to work out with your mind. Amen. Your body have learned different type of habits and situations. And look at the Apostle Peter. He was a chief apostle, but he still was prejudiced. Amen. There are some things that people have with their money. They don't trust God. They believe God, but there are certain areas. Amen. So we don't want that to drag you back. Amen. Back, pull you back in sin and doubting God. Amen. You don't want that. Your fellowship among the world, those brothers and sisters out there need love. The people are hurting. The devil has beat them up, caused them to worship other things, worship themselves, worship other people. Amen. They're crossing genders. Amen. They don't have no restriction. The enemy is just destroying their mind, their body, their life. And they need love. They need the love of God. And God brought His love. Love is more powerful than anything. The love of God is above all. And God's still demanding. And Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment." Amen. That you love one another. So when those that come into Christ, amen, they come out of sin, they need love. Amen. God loved them. God cared for them. And it is up to us to do the same. It's up to us to love, amen, our brothers and sisters, regardless of what they have gone through and what their life is about. We got to love them. We cannot hold anything against them because of their skin, their lifestyle. We have to love them. We have to love them, amen, unconditionally, amen. It doesn't matter how it feels, but that's what God said, love. Jesus said, I command you to love. All right, God bless you. We're glad to have you. Amen. You, and we're getting ready now to go into the prayer time of our session. It might be someone desire prayer. Amen. And since we're under the covenant relationship, amen, the Bible says that in the book of Hebrews, we can walk boldly into the throne of grace. Amen. We've been blood washed, and we done took on His Son under the covenant relationship. Amen. We have a right to walk on in. Amen. And God will hear us. Those of you, amen, know God. Amen. We don't live by faith. We are spiritual. We are spiritual. We've been born in a new spirit and a new mind. So we can walk right on in. We can intercede. We have to intercede for others. Amen. We have in the new covenant, we can intercede. We can intercede. Amen. So we're going to intercede. Amen. For Paul said, for all leaders, all those that are in power. Amen. Those that are in the world. But most of all, we want to intercede for our brothers and sisters that are new in Christ. That are new in Christ Jesus. Amen. That are new in Christ Jesus, and to help them through. To help them through their situations. Amen. Unless you cannot, you'll have to walk in their shoes sometime. You have to walk in their shoes. You have to walk in their steps. You don't know what the environment they're in and what area that they're coming out. But one thing we know, God has all the power. And through His Son, Jesus Christ, amen, He can work in spiritual problems. Amen. God can work through spiritual problems. He can work in it. Because we know it's a spiritual situation. We might need to forgive ourselves. Amen. We might just need to forgive plain and don't hold grudges, and don't hold temptation or jealousy against anyone. We can work on ourselves first. Once one thing you know you can correct yourself. Correct yourself first, then you can go forward. Then you can go forward. Now we're going to pray, Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for the things you have done. And Lord, we thank you right now for your word and the scripture, oh God, that you have given us, knowing that the scriptures is unbreakable. Amen. That you came in your word, like you said that, amen, in the 91st division, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my strength and my fortress, and my God, in him I will trust. And Lord, we will surely, he shall deliver us from the snares of the fowler, for the noiseless pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but they shall not come nigh thee. Amen. And we claim that. Amen. We agree to that according to Matthew's 18th chapter, beginning with the 18th and 19th verse, where Jesus said about agreement. Amen. Matthew's 18th chapter, and he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what you shall loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst." Amen. We are gathering together in Jesus Christ of Nazareth name. We believe in him, and we thank in him for the things he have done. Amen. So I agree to all your families and relationships and conditions, amen, that they be broken. Amen. We believe that whatever God has sent out, amen, in your life, your victory is won. Your victory is won through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we also bind every strong man. We bind every devil and spirit that's trying to destroy your families, your homes, and those that are listening. Amen. We bind it through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God bless you and thank you for listening. Amen. And tell a friend, and you can have this program again in your life. Amen. As always, you can already go back to, amen, Doctor of Truth. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can pick up this program again. And there are many more that's already been available. Amen. So God bless you. Tell a friend. Let them know Doctor of Truth is on the air. Amen. Until next time, be blessing. May God bless you, and he's keeping you as always. Amen.